The centuries-old practice of triple talaq has been criminalised in India following an upper house vote in India's parliament on Tuesday. Men used to be able to utter the word talaq three times in their wife's presence to receive an instant divorce. But now, under the new law, anyone practicing talaq could face prosecution. The Wire's Georgina McKay spoke to Mira Asher, director of the South Asia Research Institute, about what it means for Muslim men and women.
There has been sort of move from the mid-1980s to outlaw this, and that's taken a bit of time because it also infringes on personal religious freedom. So there had been considerable debate, and in 2017, it was declared unconstitutional. It was outlawed. So this new law that was passed day before criminalizes the practice of triple talaq.
Indian Muslim groups have said the practice should be reviewed by community leaders rather than the government. Would you agree with this sentiment?
Yes, there have been multiple voices, and even from amongst the Muslim community, there are those who have said that this practice has been rightly outlawed, and there are those who said that it should be left to the discretion of religious elders or religious leaders. But this is not sort of a point of debate anymore because it is already outlawed. So criminalizing it actually takes dissolution of marriage, which is a civil contract, into the realm of criminal law. So the punishment for it now, it's not that it's a civil matter, it makes it criminal to use triple talaq to divorce, because already that is not a valid form of divorce.
Critics have also long accused the nationalist administration, BJP, of having a bias against minority Muslims. What actions have the government taken that you think would have made them say this?
Well, the BJP has a long history of actions that critics have found to be working against minorities. And I think criminalizing the triple talaq is seen as one more move that targets and singles out the Muslim community. Just sort of to give you an example, this law has been passed under the pretext of caring for women, protecting women who are abandoned by their husbands. Because, again, they can't be divorced by the triple talaq method. But the union minister has said that they are abandoned. And this law actually doesn't protect them from abandonment. Abandonment is also not a problem only amongst the Muslim community, but it's a problem across religious communities in India.
It's, for some people, seen as a good initiative. Would you agree with that idea, or do you think this is negatively targeting Muslims?
I'd like to sort of say that it is not being seen by most people as a positive move. It's been equally criticized, not just by the opposition, but by intellectuals, journalists, scholars who have questioned the relevance of this law. They have asked, what is this law going to do for Muslim women? And the simple answer is nothing, because it doesn't protect Muslim women who are abandoned by their husbands. It does not protect women from other communities who are being abandoned by their husbands, because this is exclusively a law for the Muslim community.
Would you say then that the law needs to be reformed to protect women from being abandoned?
Absolutely. So that is one of the things that many in India have asked the government, that, you know, if this is to protect women who are being abandoned, who are being deserted by their husbands, then why does this law not actually address that? Criminalizing it just allows the husband to be put in jail if he abandons his wife with the words talaq, talaq, talaq. If he abandons his wife without using these words, there is no action that can be taken against him. So, yes, this law needs to be reformed to include all communities and to actually take action against abandonment rather than triple talaq, which is already outlawed.
What do you think the likelihood of this reform addressing these issues is likely to be put in place?
I do not think it's likely to be put in place at this point. I think this law has just passed, and it's passed by a slim majority. It was, I think, 99 to 84 votes. I and many others are concerned that this law would sort of make, one, Muslim women more vulnerable to domestic violence, and to make Muslim men more vulnerable to being incorrectly or unfairly charged under the pretext of this law.
Mira Asher, director of the South Asia Research Institute, speaking to The Wire's Georgina McKay.